Sue Maslin is one of Australia's leading movie producers. She's here to talk about The Dressmaker, starring Kate Winslet, in theaters on September 23rd, and give us her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Charlotte. It's great to be here.
Tell us about The Dressmaker.
The Dressmaker is a completely insane idea from the outset. You know, here's a couture seamstress who's lived and worked in Paris and knows how to make those beautiful gowns in the early 50s, and she comes back to Australia to this tiny little town in the middle of nowhere in the dusty outback, and she rides into town to get revenge on those who've done her wrong. But instead of having a six-shooter, she's got a Singer sewing machine.
What was your inspiration for getting involved with this film?
Well, I read the book. The book came out in about 2000, 2001, and I just loved the idea of putting those gorgeous costumes in the completely wrong setting, you know, to have the Parisian couture against, you know, the red, dirty, dusty outback is just such a strong and, you know, delicious visual irony, really. But more than that, made me think, yes, this is something that's very cinematic, but at the end of the day, it comes down to the story. And what I loved about the story is that people can relate to it anywhere in the world. You know, the idea of the little village or the little town and what happens when one of their own returns after all of those years. And in this case, you know, to get to the bottom of, you know, why she was sent away many years earlier and to reconcile with her mother. But along the way, she transforms all of these women, you know, into these extraordinary birds of paradise in order to get the information she needs to try and solve the mystery of why she was sent away in the first place.
What would you like to accomplish with this film?
Well, I just wanted to make something that was just unadulterated cinematic pleasure, that audiences could come and laugh and cry and be surprised and shocked, but just love being in cinematic pleasure. So watching gorgeous costumes, watching fantastic performances, and being, you know, part of a an excessive story, I suppose, that celebrates cinema. So in many ways, it mixes up, you know, the film noir genre and the femme fatale played by Kate Winslet, who returns to the town, and then, you know, throw that together with the spaghetti western, you know, this little town, you know, where the stranger rides in. You know, it's just intensely cinematic, and I think, you know, that's what attracted me in the first place, and just wanting to make something that was just pure entertainment.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
Well, I always love making stories on screen that have something to say. In addition to making feature films for the last 30 years, I've also been making documentaries for many, many years as well. So I like it when a story comes along, and in the case of The Dressmaker, what it's kind of really saying is something about female empowerment. It's saying that, yes, terrible things can, you know, happen, and in the case of this character, Tilly, you know, she was bullied as a child and she was banished from this town by these, you know, awful toxic people. But she comes back, you know, with a bit of revenge on her mind, and it's a slightly tongue-in-cheek, you know, turn of events that she gets her revenge through the use of her couture sewing skills. But it's essentially saying she knows she cannot move on with her life until she gets to the truth of what happened in the past, and she does that. It's a sad, funny, kind of tragic story, but one that's ultimately empowering, and that's the kind of movie that I like, and particularly ones that are driven by female protagonists.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Well, I'm gay, and I love seeing movies where, you know, you have kind of complex, interesting female and male characters that, you know, are not just the stereotypes. So they're the kind of movies that I like. And the great thing about The Dressmaker is that it plays on a camp sensibility. So we have the gorgeous Hugo Weaving, who plays the cross-dressing Sergeant Farrett, and he does it, you know, with such grace. He knows how to handle those fabrics, and he does it with such humor as well. So I guess that sensibility of subversion, that comes from, you know, my perspective, I guess, as being a lesbian, you know, and engaging with popular culture. You like to put a twist in it and subvert it wherever you get the opportunity.
You're from Australia. What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in your country in the next few years?
I would like to see everybody, LGBT, have the choice on how they want to live their lives and the choices that they want to make to be actually legally recognised in our country. It's insane that we're one of the only English-speaking Western democracies that have not gone down the path of marriage equality, and it doesn't look like it's going to change anytime soon. And this is happening when the vast majority of Australians go, hey, what's the issue here? You know, let's just get it happening. But we have politicians that are still so resistant to making those legislative changes. So we're just kind of stuck in this strange, strange limbo. Personally, I was politicised in the late 70s. I've got no interest in, you know, replicating the kind of het marriage ideal. It's not relevant to me, but I know it's hugely, hugely relevant to many, many, many others. And I just would love to see, particularly young people, have that choice.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I think that if kids just see strong role models around them and know that there are choices and that they're not alone, that's all that needs to happen. Interestingly enough, The Dressmaker is based on a story of bullying. Tilly, played by Kate Winslet, is banished from this little town as a child because she has been horrendously bullied by, you know, a school classmate, and is held responsible for the death of this bully. And in fact, it ruins her life until she comes back to face the demons and the people that treated her so badly. So, in fact, that's what I mean about trying to make a film that actually has something to say. And this film, I think, is the kind of revenge, I suppose, on the people that would bully you when you're a child. And I think that's why audiences, so many audiences, have responded to the subtext in the movie.
How can people get information about The Dressmaker?
The Dressmaker is kind of everywhere at the moment. You just have to Google The Dressmaker and you'll see a wonderfully entertaining trailer that Amazon have put together with Kate Winslet and Liam Hemsworth, Hugo Weaving, Judy Davis, and those gorgeous frocks. We also have Facebook. We've got more than 60,000 followers who are really kind of engaged in the whole conversation around The Dressmaker, which we just love. And it doesn't matter whether you love vintage clothing or you just love great performances or you just want a really great entertaining night out, then I think The Dressmaker is a film that is surprising and funny and sad, but it delivers.
What other projects are you working on?
Well, I've loved working with Jocelyn Morehouse. She is just such a talented director. It was 18 years, you know, since she directed her last movie. And this is the case, you know, for so many women directors. There's long gaps often in between gigs. Particularly, you know, in Jocelyn's case, she's got 4 kids and 2 of whom are autistic. So she's had a lot of stuff and she's always supported her husband, filmmaker husband, PJ Hogan. So to get Jocelyn, you know, back into the saddle again, in some ways it's sort of Jocelyn's revenge, this movie. I just love the fact she's back in the US with a new movie. And we're now working on another movie together. So I think, you know, she's definitely one of the most, you know, talented Australian directors. And I just love the fact she's back making movies again.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
An interesting question is, what on earth does the producer do? Because most people don't even have a clue what a producer does. So the question, what does a producer do, would kind of give me the opportunity to say, well, actually, it's one of the kind of best jobs in the business because you get to fall in love with a great idea and you get to champion that idea and champion that director from the very, very beginning, from the first concept right through to the very end, which is where we are now, connecting the film with the audience. And being the producer, you're there for the whole ride. And that's what I love about the movie making business and what I love about being a producer.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through the difficult times?
Yes, and this quote came from, you know, the wonderful late Laura Ziskin, who I heard speak, you know, many, many years ago when she came out to Australia. And she said, you have to understand, films are not made, they are forced into existence. And that's been my mantra ever since. It's just that tough to make movies, and you have to understand they are forced into existence.